morning to you. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have the pleasure of having Collier Merrill and Terry Hutchinson with American Magic this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me. It is so good to have you. So tell me a little bit about who you are, what you represent, because this is really cool. This is something I had never seen before. I had to look it up. And actually, side note, I went sailing for the first time this week. Never been. Didn't know it was that kind of experience.
Well, you have Pensacola Bay is quite the venue for sailing. I'm Terry Hutchinson. I'm the skipper and president of sailing operations for New York Yacht Club American Magic, and we're a challenger for the 37th America's Cup. And we happen to find ourselves in Pensacola training for the 36th America's Cup starting back here in 2018. And slowly but surely, Pensacola and Pensacola Bay is becoming the home of our America's Cup team. And we have a much broader vision than simply winning the America's Cup and training and developing sailing inside Pensacola, but also developing, you know, a training facility here and continuing to perpetuate the sport and really sailing for not only from Olympic sailors through the America's Cup, but down through the community, because the bay itself is just this perfect venue. As you experienced last week, it's a perfect venue for sailing and enjoying the water.
Now, I was in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, sailing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's but not
this
a bad
one,
spot either.
The bay might be a little bit less rough. Yeah. We were turned about sideways. I thought it was going to flip over. I was like, so this is sailing. Okay.
Well,
this is a good time.
We do a lot of that in Pensacola Bay and out in the Gulf. We've been known to be on our side for a bit. But yeah, I mean, I'm always blown away when we go out there and the lack of boats, really. I mean, there's no exaggeration when we tell folks that it's probably one of the best natural amphitheaters in our country to come and train and race and do what we're doing.
Very, very cool. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're here because I'm learning all kinds of fun stuff today. You can also go over to their website, americanmagic.americascup.com, and get all this information as well. Good morning, Collier. How are you?
I'm good, Tammy. Thank you for having us
again.
And I know less about sailing than you do. So if you went last week.
I was like, yes.
But, you know, what Captain Hutchinson said a few minutes ago was, you know, the bays out there. You said, you know, there's not a lot of boats out there. And when I heard they had a possibility of coming back here and training again, I was like, I jump on it. What a better way to advertise our bay. You know, we've got this great bay out there. It's there. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to dig it. We don't have to put water in it. And, you know, how could you advertise it to get other regattas here and get, you know, just more, you know, in a tourism, like we do the soccer matches and basketball, how about doing these sail regattas? And if you're a sailor, you know America's Magic. So America's Magic will be the team racing in the America's Cup, as Terry said, in the America's Cup 37 in Barcelona. So the defender is New Zealand, and they pick that venue. And every 4 years they have the race. And, you know, it was different countries participate, obviously, and they'll then go against the defender. But each country, they can have 10 people try to compete. You know, back in the day, you know, Ted Turner, all these different people went out for it, and one will win for that country and then represent that country. So this team here that Terry's the skipper of will represent the U.S. in America's Cup in Barcelona in 37. And these guys, besides being the nicest guys ever, they really are, there's 100 people on the ground training for these 8 sailors. And they've been here for over a year.
Wow.
They're packing up, going to Barcelona. They'll come back and train again for the next one. And besides the 100 people that are basically on payroll, engineers and sailmakers and everybody else, their families, they just become part of Pensacola. And they're just the nicest people to be around. And, you know, between Pensacola and Escambia County and everybody, as they're learning what's going on out there, they're down there watching them. If you haven't seen it, you got another week to go down to Plaza de Luna. Their schedule's on their website. And when you see that thing get up on full and hit across the bay at 50 miles an hour, as I was watching from my office yesterday, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, our top speed yesterday going across the bay, as Collier rightfully points out, was about 60 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. And then what's a good time to see this?
We generally go off the dock at 10:30 or 11, and we're back in by about 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon. So today we'll be out in the Gulf of Mexico. And then we're down for, we're taking the boat offline for 4 days, and we'll be back at it on Monday, targeting dock out at 10:30. And so you spend day in and day out in the bay, developing our equipment, and much like anything, preparing for a race. Our actual event is 8 week window from September of 2024 through the end of October of 2024 next year. And so we do all this pregame and all this, preseason for the main event, and we go straight from preseason straight into the Super Bowl.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So it's a lot of effort and energy put into not a lot of racing, and
yeah.
And then you show up in the competition and you're straight into it. And so from that side of it, it's an incredibly difficult competition to win. The club that we represent, the New York Yacht Club, held the America's Cup for 132 years, and we lost the cup in 1983, mm-hmm. and have yet to recapture it. It's been held by the Royal Perth Yacht Club in Perth, Australia. I'm not getting that quite right, I know. And then also by the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron Yacht Club in Switzerland, which is a contradiction. And then the Golden Gate Yacht Club out on the West Coast. And so it's made its way around. But, as I said, it was bolted down on 44th Street in New York City for 132 years before it was removed by the Australians. And from there, the competition has truly changed. And it's an event that is, heavily favored in technology, as you'll see in the boats, but also as the class and as the boats have evolved, the athletes on the boat and their ability to process information and to make quick decisions is much like a Formula One driver.
I was watching your video about the American Magic AC40.
Yes.
And we're going to get to that in just a second. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Collier Merrill and Terry Hutchinson with American Magic New York Yacht Club. This is really fascinating. If you want to go over to their website, it's americanmagic.americascup.com. They practice in the bay. So if you would like to go over there and check it out from 10 to 11, right?
Yes. Basically from 10 to 4.
Oh, 10 to 4. Okay.
If you set up at the end of Palafox, our base is right across there in the port, and you'll see the barge and you'll see the mm-hmm. boat and the whole operation. Happening. So it's, you can get up close and personal.
Very cool. And if you have any questions, comments, 437-1620, you can call or text. I also would like to know how we can support you here in Pensacola. Are there ways that we can support you and support the team?
Well, I think the community here in Pensacola has already taken it on.
Good.
One of the reasons that we're here is, because of certainly the support of Collier and Mayor Reeves and the Pensacola Yacht Club. And mm-hmm. when we first came here, we came basically through Jim Reeves and through Tom Pace, who are past Commodores of the Pensacola Yacht Club. And it was by chance. They gave us a tour around the bay. We were in a little bit of a tough situation because we were planning a training platform in South Florida, and that fell through. And we ended up in Pensacola, and without question, it's been the best decision that the team probably has made, because we have options to go elsewhere, mm-hmm. and yet we choose to come to Pensacola primarily because of the people inside the community and how supportive everybody is. And so, to answer your question, not a lot needs to change everybody here is overwhelmingly supportive of the team and of the operation. And then on top of that, we have this incredible venue. And so I think how you support is to keep the good wishes coming our way.
Absolutely.
And keep as we get closer to the competition next mm-hmm. year, we build that that groundswell of support from the grassroots up, and see where it can take us.
But like you're doing today, just getting the word out is great too.
Yes, well, it's a different look out on the bay. Mm-hmm. As we come across powerboats and as we go sailing by them, people are looking at you thinking, well, what's that spaceship that's past me on the water?
It does look different.
And so you have to be careful and be cautious when you're around folks on the water, because the boat does move pretty quickly, but mm-hmm. it's an pretty impressive piece of equipment.
And you can see, as Tammy, as you said on the website, you can see it when you see it go up on foil and it starts racing across the bay. You can find it. I was in my office, I'm in top of Seville Tower yesterday. I had some people, I said, look out the window, look for the power boats that are they can't even keep up with it, literally.
Yeah.
It's 60 miles an hour, but they've got these chase boats that are, you know, following them, recording every move. They change it every night, the engineers, they figure it all out. And they do go in the Gulf occasionally because it's going to be more like the conditions of Barcelona. And but it is unbelievable to watch them out there. Today they'll be in the Gulf, and then when they come back Monday, you'll be back in the bay. And just look for the power boats following these. But Terry's being humble. I mean, the people they have four helmsmen, so to speak, and four grinders that are peddlers for the hydraulics. And, you know, Olympians have not made it. Cyclists have not made this team. They've tried to make this team, but were not, did not produce enough hydraulics that they're looking for. The helmsmen are Olympians, gold medalists. Oh, wow. And they all want to be on the team. I was reading about this guy, the mustache guy, the cyclist, because he almost made the team, didn't make it. He was the best cyclist there was. We met that guy, John Kroom, at the party the other night, and looked him up, this, you know, great cyclist, but they produced the power. He had never been on a sailboat before.
Really?
And they didn't care. You're not sailing. You're going to be down there grinding, making hydraulics, and, you know, putting the hydraulic fluid in the tank. I've learned all that. I sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
I'm the biggest poser. I'm the biggest poser out
there.
He's
a poser. He's an expert. He's a sailor poser.
Yeah. I wear the gear.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
I wear the gear right until somebody asks me a question. I just have to say.
I'll wear the t-shirt and support you that way. That's all I know.
But, you know, Collier brings up a couple, you know, really good points. You know, the cyclers that we have on the boat, you know, they generate the hydraulic power. And these athletes have to create over 500 watts with their legs for over 25 minutes for a race. So your average Tour de France rider will generate about 315 watts per stage that they do. So it paints a picture of how strong these guys are as athletes. Now, it's a different type of athlete. But in the early days of trying some of these young guys out, yeah, they showed up. And when they showed up at our first training camp, some of them weren't sure that it was going to actually happen. They saw us on the website, and they thought, "Huh, I wonder if this is my friends pulling a trick on me."
Really?
Yeah. It's like, well, hang on. If you thought your friends were pulling a trick on you, why'd you show up?
That's true.
So maybe they're not the smartest guys, but as it's turned out, we have a couple Stanford engineers, a couple Harvard engineers, you know, rowers and swimmers and cyclers that are just incredible athletes. And on top of being good athletes, they're also, you know, the other side of it that has come to it is that they're, you know, genuinely good people. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's probably hard to articulate when you come into Pensacola inside the community here, you know, the knock-on effect of what everybody has, you know, done for the team. You know, we've had incredible support from the Andrews Institute. We've had incredible support out at the Portofino. As I was saying earlier, from everybody here inside the city. You know, we're in a very lucky spot because on top of the bay, the people that are here that are helping us out is yeah, it's awesome, and it makes the days, the longer days out on the water in the middle of January and February, it makes it a little bit easier to tolerate when you come ashore.
Absolutely, go ahead.
And if I could, one thing I want to say, you know. Terry's being kind. You know, we love having them. I mean, it's like we walked in the studio today and your producer's like, you think he'll mind if I get a picture with Captain Hudson? I'm like, because he is by far the best, you know, Tom Brady of sailing is the best way to say that. But he, you know, all his credentials, he did the rally on the runway recently, the thing that Cindy Bonner is very involved with that raises money for kids with cancer, and he walked the runway with athletes. He was the star, Terry was. But, they're here, you know, people love watching them. Everybody wants to be part of that team. Like you said, they come in, but besides, you know, the cyclists that are grinding away, you've got, you know, these great Olympians, the sailors that are, you know, every night they're retweaking what they're doing and going. But I want to say, you know, Mayor Reeves, when he got in, I'd briefed him a little bit leading into that, and Grover was certainly part of it, and before him, Ashton was part of it as well. When they first located here the first time, which was very under wraps, they had to keep their boat secret and all that. So then this time, when they first came back, you know, first time I got, I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement and look at, you know, what's going on here? I knew nothing. This guy shows up in some kind of outfit. I know. And it wasn't until we went to the TDC meeting that we could kind of break that silence, because there's spies here on them.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they've got spies on the others too. So it's all recon. But, you know, D.C. got it quick, real quick. And so I want to lead into, besides coming back here to train, they're going to build a facility at the port. In what was the old Streamline boat building that's already, you know, mostly constructed on the frame. They're coming for a Triumph grant next Thursday. Gotten some money from the state. And so they'll start, like, the boat that's they're going to race in 37 in Barcelona, an AC-37, is being built in Connecticut. We hope for the next race in 38, the boat's going to be built here. And then you bring in the sailmakers, you bring in everybody else that's involved with that. And like he said, a high performance sports center and junior Olympics and all kinds of stuff of getting the U.S. back into sailing the way it should be.
And it's really going to be right here. And I'm so excited. Yeah, well, I'm just like super excited as you're talking. Well, I'm like, that's going to be in Pensacola. That's so nice.
And as you see on the website, you'll see Pensacola, Florida on the mainsail. You know, so when we go overseas,
really?
Yeah. So when we go overseas and we travel, you know, our intention there is to prominently display.
How lucky are we?
Well, I'd say that about both of us, though.
I'm excited.
You know, I mean, that's the, you know, we'll be, you know, I mean, we're proud to represent our club and our country, and we're also proud to represent Pensacola. And you know, I think you see that by the fact that we're displaying it on the boat and on our team gear and our equipment. And so that's. But it's one of those things. I mean, it's very easy to operate here for us, and the amount of commitment that everybody makes in this program, and the amount of commitment our families make, and the knock-on effect. I was coming out of the elevator this morning with the principal over at the elementary school out on the beach, and was just thanking her for the great work that she does with the kids, because you know it's hard on the families, because pretty much you know we're all slaves to this for some. You know, reason that we have this addiction of trying to win the America's Cup. And, you know, that takes everybody, it takes the entire community to support that operation. And, you know, that side of it, you know, that's one of the intangibles that you actually, you know, it's a competitive advantage only because you've experienced the other side of it and you know mm-hmm. how hard it is. And so when we go to this competition, you know, I mean, I think the evolution of the team, you know, we had a great run into AC-36. We trained here and had a lot of great success. And, not only did we, fumble the football, so to speak. I always use the analogy is that we were the Atlanta Falcons in that Super Bowl that they were winning 28-3, with only 3 minutes left in the third, and then we lost the game. And so that was very much our AC-36 experience. Mm-hmm. And you know, one sinking later, we're back here and we're back at it. And you know, we're fortunate to keep this relationship evolving and developing. More so because it can, I mean, winning the America's Cup and doing that is awesome. But what we can actually do and what we can perpetuate inside the community here, not only from a maritime trade and developing those resources and really reestablishing the United States as a leader in the marine side of it, but, you know, we're developing relationships with UWF, and we have a great relationship that we're developing with IHMC, where they're helping us develop some of the componentry to go onto the sailboat. You know, all these subtle mm-hmm. things that are inside the community here that, unless you were here, you wouldn't really know about. But there's resource here that you can't get anywhere else on top of Mother Nature.
That is so... I'm blown away this morning. I'm sorry. I'm almost speechless. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. I'm so excited about this. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Collier Merrill and Terry Hutchinson, who is the president of Sailing Operations with American Magic. If you want to know more about them, it's americanmagic.americascup.com. I'm telling you, you want to know all about this. It's going to be here, our hometown, and we get to support them. So we're super excited about that. If you have any questions, please do call or text 437-1620. So let's talk a little bit about, I was watching the video about your new AC-40.
Yes, America.
AC-40 America.
Yep. So America was actually the first boat to win the America's Cup. And back in the day, in 1851, the Queen of England put out a challenge to all nations to bring their best sailing yacht to England during the World's Fair and compete in a race around the Isle of Wight. And as the story goes, the races started from an anchor. So you had to hoist your anchor, hoist your sails, and then race around the Isle of Wight. Long story short, the U.S. team and America won the competition. And when they got back to the U.S., the owners of the boat deeded this trophy and dedicated it, the America's Cup, to the New York Yacht Club. And that's how the whole thing started.
Wow.
And so America represents, you know, the first boat that won the regatta, represents our country. And the team is named American Magic after America, and the first boat to defend the America's Cup was Magic. So we segued that into the name of some of our boats.
Very nice.
And if I could, you know, we are helping them some, you know, the Tourist Development Council, the city, certainly we're going to do some private money, build a facility. But the addiction is what is the underscore there, because the main principals of this boat are spending $150 million to do this. I mean, think about the payroll for these guys for 3 years leading into Barcelona. You know, they're staying at Portofino. They're going to be staying in Barcelona. And first time I met the owner, you know, Doug DeVos, I was like, what's your ROI? There's got to be a return. Zero return.
It is
the addiction of sailing and getting that cup back to America. It's unbelievable. Once you're around it, you see it, you feel it, you know, and those guys, you know, are putting, so we're helping some, certainly just a little bit of expenses here and there in the port, and everybody's been great, and Clark and his group and the city and the county, like I've said, but these two guys believe in Terry. They've committed to come the next time as well and train for another 3 years here, which is unbelievable. And then we get this facility built, which is on automatic pilot now. And like I said, Mayor Reeves has jumped on quick and submitted this grant that'll come before the board, which I happen to be on the Triumph board on the 11th. I don't know how my other board members will vote, and I got to be careful, Sunshine, but I know how I'm going to vote. And but it's just as exciting because you're getting about it right now, Tammy, and that's what is more people learn about it. Exact same thing. I mean, that's how I was. Our economist, Rick Harper, that worked for Triumph, took me about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
First time I talked to him, he goes, oh, my gosh. If we could get them here, that would be unbelievable. So that, your excitement is exactly every time.
He's like, I see it.
If I don't see it, I don't want to talk to those people anymore.
Exactly. You should be as excited as me. Earl from Gulf Breeze wants to know how we can donate to support the America's Cup campaign.
Well, how do you donate? We are a 501c3 charity. And you can donate through the website. There are links on the website that you can contribute. And, you know, I think from there, you know, in the coming months, probably the easiest way when we get our crew gear and our team gear up on the website is to go to the website and purchase merchandise and purchase our team gear and support the team here within the community.
And if she's really wants to get, you know, depending on how much, she can certainly call me if we're talking about some big dollars. And we'll get that into
Earl,
the queue.
Earl, I need you to call.
We are at the Fish House at the gift shop. We're going to start selling some of that merchandise as soon as that comes in.
Some other
gift shops will be, other sports places will be selling that too. But we're waiting for the new merchandise. It has Pensacola logo as well.
Yes, it's...
Look at the website and do that, and if you can offset that $150 million, I'm sure Doug would like it too. But we're also raising money locally, you know, to help with their expenses.
And is that merchandise going to be anytime soon? Is that something we're looking for in 6 months? Or
we're looking in the next 3 months.
3 months,
yeah.
Okay.
So it needs to be – there's a bit of a process there, and a little bit too much for our time, but we're working on it.
Well, it was a pleasure having you on today. Thank you so much for educating me about American Magic, and I really enjoyed it. Coming up, we have Pete Moore Chevrolet. You don't want to miss out. And don't forget, tonight is Bands on the Beach. It's Jesse Ritter tonight takes the stage at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion.